And Memorial Day has a little extra meaning this year for Scott Althaus. That's because he knows what happened to one of his relatives who was lost during World War II. Tom Kelly was one of 11 men who disappeared in 1944 off the coast of Papua New Guinea in his B-24 bomber. Althaus is the director of the Klein Center for Advanced Social Research on the University of Illinois Urbana campus. He spoke with Illinois Public Media's Brian Moline about his journey to find answers about his first cousin once removed, Second Lieutenant Tom Kelly.
Before our research project started, I didn't even know his name. Mm. I had to contact my parents on the eve of Memorial Day 2013 to ask what his name was and the name of one other family member who had died in World War II so I could do a little research on them. That's how little I knew about our family's history.
What motivated you to kind of start this project?
Well, I'm a researcher at the University of Illinois, and my topic area of specialty is news coverage of war and how that affects public opinion about war. And that's a pretty heavy topic. And so I found myself wanting to find ways to more positively reflect on the topic that I was working on. And for me, that meant to find out something about family members of mine who died in wars so that I would be able to focus on some names and individuals as I was thinking about these larger topics that I was moving through. And so that was the initial motivation for me to use Memorial Day for what it's for, which is to reflect on people who died. And for me, that had a direct connection to the research that I've been doing.
In that research, which you said started about 5 years ago, what are some of the things that you and your family found that really kind of kept this momentum going for you?
Well, we started that day with some initial information about the name of the plane and the name of the pilot and the other crew members. And as the next few days unrolled, we found ourselves getting connected to a web of people around the world, slowly at first, who had bits and pieces of information, not specifically about our wreck, but they could access things that could get information back to us. We had many false starts along the way, but we ended up getting connected with people who could give us just the bit of information we needed to move another step along the path that we needed to take, and ultimately connected with people as wide-ranging as in Australia and Belgium to help us figure out where this plane could possibly be.
Project Recover is a team that seeks out military crash sites related to those who are missing in action. How did you decide to enlist their help in this project?
Well, we had been working on this project for about 4 years, and we weren't aware of any group that was doing underwater MIA recovery efforts in Papua New Guinea. But an aunt of mine, who was not directly connected with the family research team but was part of the emails that were going out, decided on her own initiative that she was going to send an email to Project Recover, who she had heard about, and wondered if they might be interested in hearing more about what we were finding. And it turned out they were. So it's one of these acts of serendipity. We've got so many in our story that my aunt reached out in a timely manner, and that made the connection that got us to the point that we are today.
Now, what was it like working with them in this project?
Well, Project Recover is an amazing team of researchers from three different organizations. They cover historical archive research and underwater detection technologies and everything in between. And it was a pleasure. I worked with them for almost a year before they actually went out to Hansa Bay to do their expedition. And it has just been a pleasure and a privilege to work with this team of people. They are so dedicated to their mission of finding MIAs underwater and bringing some closure to families around the United States.
How did you find out that Project Discover had discovered the missing plane?
I got a call from Project Recover on Friday, March 30th. That's Good Friday of Easter weekend. And I was told that they were going to give me a status report on what they came across when they went out to Hansa Bay, but I didn't have any indication that they were going to tell me they had found the plane. But that came out pretty quickly. And after I recovered from my initial shock, they debriefed me a bit on their mission and what they had accomplished and the report that they had sent on to military authorities. So that was an amazing weekend. And when I conveyed that news to the extended family, it is a weekend that we will never forget.
So you've had this news for almost 2 months now. Just as you've continued to kind of process all this, what has that been like for you, just to know that there's at least maybe some closure in this whole thing now?
Yeah, we did not expect the range of emotions that came with the discovery of this aircraft, and everything from exhilaration to a lot of grieving. But it has brought closure to our family. We know for the first time where our relative is right now, where his plane is. And our hope is that the military authorities will initiate recovery operations to try to bring his remains and the remains of the other crew members on board the aircraft back for burial someday in the United States.
So I guess talk about that process then. How does that work? Project Recover, you said, sends their information to the Department of Defense. Is that correct? And then how does it go from there?
Project Recover is a nonprofit organization that files reports with the Defense POW MIA Accountability Agency, DPAA. And that is the military organization that is tasked with finding and recovering remains of missing in action Americans from recent wars, mostly World War II on forward. So they complete their report, pass that on, and then it's an independent process within the military to move forward from there. But there are things that our family has done to assist their efforts. For instance, we've given DNA samples, so if remains are eventually recovered, there might be a chance of identifying whose remains they are.
And Scott, has going through this process, what has it added to your Memorial Day observance this year?
I started out 5 years ago wanting to learn a little something about a name that I just picked up the day before, and eventually a face in a picture. And what I've come away with, and the rest of the family has come away with, is a full sense of who this man was and of the future that he is not here to inhabit, because he gave his life for his country 74 years ago. So for us, we have an understanding of the sacrifice that our relative made and the other 10 members of that crew that we're never going to forget. And we want other families to know that it's possible for them, too, to find closure. If they have MIAs or they lost a loved one in a war and don't know much about what happened, there are tremendous resources and people out there who are willing to help and to bring closure to families all across the country.
That's Scott Allhaus discussing the discovery of a B-24 bomber off the coast of Papua New Guinea that was shot down during World War II. That bomber carried his first cousin once removed, Tom Kelly, and 11 other men who lost their lives in 1944. You can see a video of the expedition that found Kelly's plane at our website, willnews.org.